Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Wolf's Den here on Blog Talk Radio at TWLF The Wolf. I'm your host, Timber Wolf. I'm not sure if this is working properly. According to what I'm seeing, I'm not sure. It was supposed to have automatically started at 3 p.m. today, and it's 3:02. So please forgive me. I did not hear the opening theme go off. I'm going to try it one more time with the opening theme. See if I can hear it.
From the ever-free forest to the Wolf's Den. And now, here is your host for the Wolf's Den, the wolf who brings new meaning to the word aerial dogfight, Timber Wolf.
And there we go. I don't know. Usually when I punch everything, it'll give me a couple seconds. You know, it'll tell me, you know, get ready to go on. And so now I know that I am on the air. And, thank God that I am. Well, here it is, almost Christmas time. In fact, we're about two or three days away. And, tonight's show, I'm just going to turn around and talk to you about what my predictions are for My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Season 6. Because back when Season 5 started, I had a little animation on GoAnimate, and I have it up on YouTube, I do believe. I was doing commentary for Season 5. And in my commentary on Season 5, Episodes 1 and 2, I predicted that Starlight Glimmer was going to come back at the end of the season, and she did, before I even knew anything about her coming back. So I figured, well, let me give it a shot. And I figured, well, what the heck, you know, try to get something going on. Because I was going to predict that the Cutie Mark Crusaders weren't going to get their cutie marks until at least Season 8. And they came out and got their cutie marks in Season 5, which was a complete surprise to me, you know. But okay, I wanted to check and see because it says switchboard says no callers. Host, I am live. Yes, thank you. Excuse me. It's been a trying week. But anyway, and of course, I was gonna predict that Cadence was gonna have a child by at least Season 8 or Season 9, but of course, Season 5 came up and they said, well, she's gonna have a child soon. So. Which gives me a pretty good, idea of what might happen in Season 6. Now, one of the things that's definitely going to happen in Season 6, we are going to find out that Cadence is going to have her foal. Evidently, people are predicting that it is going to be a female, which usually happens 90% of the time. So I'm going to go with that. But I'm going to try to get it as close as I can to when she's going to have the foal. Now, usually something like this would happen, you know, probably around seasons 6, episodes 1 and 2, or episodes 25 and 26. However, that's going to be a tough call there. I mean, there's not going to be too much, you know, as far as a double show for this, maybe, unless she has problems in labor. Or there's going to be a big shindig and stuff like that there. Or they plan on prolonging it a little while. But I would estimate she will probably have the foal about Season 6, Episode 5. So you want to write that down. About Episode 5, she'll probably end up having the foal. And we'll probably see a little bit more Discord. This girl will probably be there in season in episode 5 when she has the kid. I'm telling you, for some odd reason, I got that feeling. He might drop by and do his well wishes and stupid shit like that there, but who knows? Anyway, to carry on with the conversation here, I think we're going to see a little bit more. We're going to have at least 1 to 2 episodes of the Cutie Mark Crusaders doing their helpful Cutie Mark thing. Probably, will they go out with the main one of the main six? Possible. I don't look for that. I don't look for that in season 6. I look for that mainly in the beginning around season 7, about episodes 1 and 2 or episode 6 or 7. But the Cutie Mark Crusaders are probably going to go off on their on a couple of their own little adventures. Probably episodes 3 and 8. We'll give that a shot. Some of the other things that we've seen during season 5, especially towards the end of the season 5, we saw a slight return to Queen Chrysalis. I predict that she will be back in season 6. Probably, I wouldn't say episodes 1 and 2. I'm not sure what episodes 1 and 2 are going to consist of. But it's going to be something big. I'm not really 100% sure what it might be. So don't quote me on seasons, season 6, episodes 1 and 2. I'm not really 100% sure on that. I would say Queen Chrysalis will probably come in at the end of season 6. But then again, now that I'm thinking about it, nah, I don't think they would do that, no. I would say Queen Chrysalis comes back, you know, during the birth of Cadence's foal. I don't think so. Because the foal's going to be born in the Crystal Empire, and she's not too concerned with the Crystal Empire, I don't think. King Sombra might, but the return of Sombra too soon? No. I don't look for Sombra to come back until at least season 8. Oh, let's see now. What am I thinking here? But I do believe... I think Queen Chrysalis might come in about... have something to do at the beginning of the season, I think. Because you... From what I'm seeing, especially during episode 100, Cranky Matilda's wedding, they showed a changeling. And of course, later on, in episodes 25 and 26, they had Queen Chrysalis come back for a short time. I had a feeling that they might do her, you know, right at the beginning of the season, just to shove her right in there. Like I said, what else we got here? Who hasn't? Now, I don't know about some of the comebacks. Starlight, we'll probably be seeing more of her in season 6. We'll probably see her in the beginning of season 6. Either in episodes 1 and 2 or more than likely episode 3, she'll probably be back in her old village. At least that's one of the things that they showed her doing. One of the last things they showed her at the end of last season was Twilight and the gang bringing her back to her old village, you know, getting her back reacquainted with them, having her make friends there. So she'll probably stay there. But then again, that could be an opening to season 6 too. So, like I said, season 6 episodes 1 and 2 are... Yeah, it's either between those two. Either Queen Chrysalis coming back in season 6 episodes 1 and 2 or a Starlight... a Starlight episode. So it's it gets kind of, you know, iffy in that predicament area. But we will have, I believe we will have a Cutie Mark Crusader episodes, at least two of them. We already know that Cadence is going to have her foal in season six. That's a gimme. Trouble is, I'm looking for it probably at either at the end of the season or the beginning of the season, maybe. Like I said, too many variables in the beginning of the season. Like I said, Starlight Glimmer, yeah. We might look for I can't talk today. My tongue is tied around my eye tooth. I can't see what I'm saying. I can't say my F's. Well, you all know Sunset Shimmer. A possibility for her coming back in the Ponyville from the other side, I look for that later on. That might be a season six ending, or it might be a season six opening. So, like I said, the opening and the ending are very unpredictable as far as what I think she might come over for a visit, you know, and just to let Twilight know that, yeah, your opposite half is now, you know, part of the gang over here. We appreciate you over here, but because she's over here, we're going to try to, you know, give you messages when we can and have you come over, you know, something like that. Just comes over for a visit. Let me see now. Anything else that's could be interesting in season six? I don't think they're going to be exploring relationships too soon in My Little Pony. We'll talk about shipping in another episode or another program altogether. I might even put that on a Google Plus Hangout type deal, which I'll probably do sometime before after Christmas. Excuse me. But anywho, okay. That's about all I have for predictions as far as season six goes. So if anybody, if you have any ideas of what you think might happen during season six, if you're in the chat room, please hang in there in the chat room, and I'll be in the chat room shortly after the program, and we can sit back and we can discuss it a little bit. But right now, we're going to pause for station identification.
You're listening to the Wolf's Den on TWOLF, The Wolf, in the Everfree Forest.
And that was our station identification. Okay, so anyway, season five was I can tell you this much. I've watched seasons one through season five, I think about a half a dozen times by going on YouTube and checking out all the blind commentary of it, and I just seem to enjoy it even more. And it seems like every season gets better. I don't know how far they can take season six, but I think they might be able to take it a little bit further. One of the other predictions, you know. Now, we all know the rest of the main six will probably end up being Alicorns, eventually. Also in season six, I look for them to start using a little bit more of the rainbow power, for them changing into their rainbow forms. That might happen towards maybe towards the end of the season, probably episodes 8, 9, or 10. Well, actually, episodes 20 through anywhere between 20 to 26. If they have 26 episodes, but like I said, it's kind of hard to pinpoint anything. Another thing that people are talking about: whether or not the Cutie Mark Crusaders are going to assist any one of the main sixes on their Cutie Map adventure. I don't foresee that in season six. But I do foresee it in season 7. But for right now, the cutie map is basically trying to pair them up, you know, and send them on adventures. I expect we're going to see at least 3 more adventures, cutie map adventures, in season 6. But we're going to end up with 2 different pairings or 3 different pairings altogether. Just to see how well they work together as a team. I think this is what's going on. And eventually they'll end up doing missions by themselves. Probably season 7, I would say. And then maybe, you know, on down the line, being able to conjure up their rainbow power as an individual instead of a group. But that won't be until like season 8, season 9. But anyway, okay, I got about 11 minutes left in the program here. Now, I said that I was going to do You Might Be a Brony. Now, this comes from the You Might Be a Redneck section. And I'll have to do it in the voice that suits that. And I came up with a lot of reasons, you know, a lot of ways that you can find out if you are a brony. And if you watch My Little Pony and if you sit there and you go, gee, I wonder if I'm a brony or not. And here are some of the ways, and I'll try to do it in the officiated voice. If you consider your special if you consider your sweetheart, your better half, your wife, girlfriend as your special some pony, you might be a brony. If you take the pictures of your family off your family tree replace them with pictures of ponies, you might be a brony. If you walk up to your friends and say, hi, every pony, you might be a brony. If in the wintertime you are out shoveling your sidewalk and you are singing the song Winter Wrap Up, you might be a brony. If you get hurt on the job and your first words out of your mouth is, sweet Celestia, that hurts, you might be a brony. Let's see, now there's one or two more here. Here's another one. If you create your own cutie mark and have it tattooed to the sides of your flank, you might be a brony. If you consider your rear end your flank, you might be a brony. And I got about half a dozen more of those and what have you. But we're going to leave it at that much there. And I'm going to be trying to do a complete comedy act on that. Sometime in the near future, I have that up on YouTube, which I think is kind of cute. We have approximately 8 minutes left in the show. Let me see if... let's see if I can go to chat. Let's see if I can get in a chat room real quick. See if there's anybody in the chat room. And there's nobody in the chat room. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, I figured I'd do this show today because, now, for those of you who do not know when I'm going to do my shows, my shows I do only on my days off from work because I work at a pet nutrition's factory. For those who do not know what a pet nutrition's factory is, we make dog and cat food. That's all we make is dog and cat food. So, I do animal stuff. That's why they call me the Timber Wolf. But anyway, my schedule, I don't pick up my schedule until every Friday of each week. So I don't know when I have my days off until the following week. So I might be up here on a Tuesday. I might be up here on a Saturday. I don't know that just yet. But anyway, I got about 5 minutes. Well, I got 5 minutes left. What the hell? Actually, 6 minutes left. But anywho, I'll be trying to get more guests as I can, but I'm trying to get some. Visual Pony was a great guest last time, and we had a lot to talk about, and it got right up to the point. What I really wanted him to do is with the last 5 minutes of the program, I would like to have him, talk about his upcoming projects, talk about where he can be found at. But we were just so engrossed in conversation that I lost track of time. And the show kind of ended abruptly. So, but if you want to find out where Visual Pony does his stuff, just let me know and I'll give you that YouTube information. He has a lot of fanfic readings up there, some great fanfic readings. I'm still looking at all of them. But I'll be asking some other fanfic readers come up. I'll try to get some, blind commentary personnel to come up. I was hoping I can get Dr. Wolf up here, but Dr. Wolf, Some of the people who do blind commentary and some of the people who do analysis will not even consider going on anybody else's programs or something like that there unless, we are a Patreon, prescriber to them, which I think is kind of bad because due to the fact that they come on air to let people know if you have a Patreon account or where you can be found, you're not going to get a lot more people coming up to see you. So, but like I say, I do animations, and I'm up on YouTube. I don't do MLP animations. I do regular animations through what used to be GoAnimate, and now I'm over here on Plotagon. So if you guys want to check out some of my Plotagon or any of my animation up on my YouTube, just go to www.youtube.com/user/Joseph Lackey or Joseph E. Lackey, one of the two, and you'll get there. You'll find out that it has the word Timberwolf on there. That's me. So that's out of the way. But anyway, it's the end of the show here. We got 3 minutes left. I want to wish you a happy, or actually a Merry Christmas because next time you see me will probably be after Christmas. Hope everybody has a great Christmas. Hope everybody has a great heartwarming Eve for those of you who are MLP-minded. And I hope everybody gets what they get, and I'll probably see you again next week. Don't know whether it's going to be a Tuesday or not. It might be just before New Year's. I might even put on a New Year's bash. I might come up here at a quarter to 12. This way we got an extra 15 minutes to fool around. I don't know. It all depends. And it all depends on who wants to come up and, you know, chit-chat with me. I might just throw out, hey, give me two or three people, come up here and have a chit-chat with us. I might do that. But anywho, I hope you enjoyed my programming. I hope I've been entertaining enough. A voice should come on when we have about 60 seconds on the air. It's great having automated stage hands. It's really super great. But if you missed any of my programming, check on my Blog Talk Radio station homepage. Click on shows or episodes. Oh, got 90 seconds. It's kind of hard to talk when the prompter turns around and yells in your ear how many seconds you got. But we got 90 seconds. Well, actually, 60 seconds now. But check up on some of my past episodes. It's going to be great. I mean, let me know what you think about the show. And I'll try to keep this show going as much as possible. The show's a lot better with somebody else you got to talk to instead of talking. This way you got a good conversation going on. But anyway, this is Timberwolf saying I hope everybody has a great Christmas and hope everybody has a great heartwarming Eve. And I will see you next time. I'll catch you all on the flip-flop. This is Timberwolf for TWOLF The Wolf and The Wolf's Den saying I'll catch you next time. Stay safe. Stay brony. And I will see you all probably next week. Bye, all.